Well, it's a great way to end this week for our football team. You know, I thought these guys really put in a good week of preparation. You know, we started on Tuesday and got a lot of work done in Foxborough on Wednesday and Thursday, and came out here, made the adjustment, and you know what? They really played hard. We made some plays. So did Tampa. You know, some of them weren't so good, but we made some good ones, and I'm really proud of the guys for that. They stepped up. We had a pretty good effort on defense in that first quarter. Got a couple turnovers, and you know, offensively, we were able to, you know, get some points on the board. You know, score 35 points. You should be able to win in this league. So I'm really happy with, you know, what they did today. We got a little bit of time now to go back and regroup and, you know, work on certainly a lot of things we need to work on here going forward. We got, you know, a tough game coming up against Miami, and, you know, we know the whole second half of the season really is, you know, a lot of challenges there from week to week, but we'll tackle Miami first. So good to get on a plane and get back, but, you know, it's been an enjoyable couple of days here, and glad we could end it on a positive note for our football team. Yeah, I think it was pretty much like a regular game. You know, once you get out there, you're just concentrating on coaching the game, playing the game, and Tampa in this case. And so I think, you know, whoever we were playing, that's the way we'd feel about it. But, you know, the week in the environment was, you know, it was good. And, you know, the people of London and all the people connected with our stay here, the hotel and the, you know, the buses and the stadium, and everybody was very hospitable. It was a good experience for all of us, and, you know, I'm happy we won. He did. You know, he had a lot of big plays. He had a couple of third down conversions. Of course, he had to score on a slip screen early in the game. So, you know, he comes through like he always does. You know, I thought all our receivers played well. You know, Randy had some big plays for us. Wes, Sam, you know, had a big play. You know, we were able to get Tate involved. Ben Watson, you know, made a big play for us in man coverage there. And Lawrence ran well. And Kevin made some plays. So, you know, we spread the ball around. You know, Wes got more of them probably, but also had a nice punt return. But, you know, they all stepped up and did a good job.
You touched on Tate. Can you just talk about how he practiced this week and was ready to play?
You know, he had a good couple days of practice. He's got a long way to go, obviously. He's missed, you know, so much time compared to everybody else. And so this is training camp for him. And you know, like the preseason games were for, you know, the other players in training camp when they – you know, got some practices and then played in a game. We just got to accelerate the pace for him. But, you know, he's worked hard. I think he's in good shape. And he just needs snaps on the field and reps, and that's something that he hasn't had. But I'm sure the more that he gets of those, the better he'll be. And, you know, see things a second and third time around and, you know, just execute and run his routes better. You know, do little things in a passing game. But, you know, he's got good talent, and he works hard, and it's important to him. So I respect that. I respect the way he practiced this week. Sure. Yeah, sure. I think Brandon's, you know, had a real good year for us, you know, from the beginning of training camp. He's really been a leader for us back there in the secondary, making calls, making adjustments, you know, sometimes taking harder responsibilities with the safeties. And, you know, he and Brandon have worked well together, and Patrick and James. You know, we have a good group back there, Sean, when he's been in there. But, you know, Brandon stepped up with some huge plays today, and you know, those are the plays he's capable of making, and he's been around those, and, you know, today they fell for him, but he's a good player for us, and he's, you know, there's a lot of plays he makes that don't show up in the stat sheet, and, you know, today's plays did, but there are a lot of ones that he makes that doesn't. He's done a real good job.
Do you have anything that's being away over here for the rest of the season, and how would you feel if you had to do it more often?
Well, it's a long haul. Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine playing four games over here. You know, I mean, it's a long haul. But, you know, the experience was good. Fortunately, we have a week off next week with the bye week, so that helps the whole process. But, yeah, I think it'd be hard to commute back and forth to London, you know, for the season. I mean, it'd just be hard, that's all. But as far as the facilities and the game and the people and the city and all that, I mean, that was great. After, I thought we played well defensively. I think Adelius, you know, did a good job. I don't have to take a look at the film and all, but a few plays out there that, you know, the short yardage play, looked like he made a nice play on that at third and one. So, You know, he's a good player. He's contributed a lot for us over the last 2.5 years, and I'm sure he'll continue to in the future.
How do you feel your secondary stacks up against the higher offense?
Well, you know, our secondary has been, you know, bench gets challenged every week. There's great receivers and great quarterbacks in this league every single week. So it doesn't matter who the opponent is, and you know, we face some of the top offenses, and there'll be more going through the season. So, you know, every week's a new challenge. Yeah, we really played all those guys. You know, we played James and Patrick, you know, along with Brandon and Merriweather and McGowan. So, you know, I think we got all of them, you know, a decent amount of snaps. And, you know, those guys do a good job for us. You know, we've got good depth at corner. We've got good depth at safety. And we've played all those. You know, we played all of them in different combinations, different situations. So, you know, I think it's good that we build up that kind of depth and, you know, communication and in our secondary and have different personnel groups that we can, you know, match differently with the offensive people. So, you know, Patrick's, you know, just gotten better and better each week. You know, he works hard. Football's really important to him. He comes in and spends a lot of time at it, you know, as does Brandon McGowan and Merriweather and Sanders and all those guys. They work well together, Sean in the corners. So, you know, I think we're growing as a secondary. Hopefully we can continue to develop. Certainly, you know, we'll see a lot of good passing teams going forward here. We play in noisy stadiums on the road every week. I mean, that's no excuse. We got to do a better job than that. We played in stadiums where it's deafening. We just gotta execute that better. I mean, we're gonna have to silent count every time we're on the road. So we just didn't do a better job. Didn't do a good job. But we got to be better. We got to coach it better. We got to execute it better. You know, I think we overall pressured, you know, a decent amount in this game. We had different people coming, safeties, corners, linebackers, and we tried to mix it up on them a little bit and try to, you know, keep Johnson in the pocket, which we had, you know, some success doing. Sometimes he got out and he hurt us. So, you know, he's a real athletic guy, and you know, you hate to see him out there running around in open spaces. So we try to keep him boxed in. Like I said, sometimes we did, sometimes we didn't. Well, Sam's one of our, you know, most solid players. He's such a dependable guy in the kicking game, and seems like every time we need for him to step up, you know, offensively, he's there and he delivers. You know, Sam's one of our hardest working guys. You know, he's tough. He does some of the dirty work, you know, offensively and in the kicking game, the blocking and the cracking and covering kicks and, you know, all those kind of things. And you know, it's nice to see him get a chance to handle the ball. And, you know, he's a big, strong guy, and he's hard to bring down. You know, he made a couple of plays for us last year on slip screens and run after catch, and he did that again today, you know, ran through a tackle and, you know, showed he's got, you know, got a little bit of speed out there. So, you know, we needed him to step up today. You know, we only had four receivers at the game. Not including Slater, but, you know, four receivers. And we knew Brandon Tate was going to be a little bit limited in the number of snaps that he got. So Sam did a nice job of filling in there and stepping up and making plays, not just filling in, but, you know, being productive for us.
Are you personally go outside the victory, which I'm sure is your most favorite part of this trip?
Yes. You know, I was here before and I didn't get a chance to see the Churchill War Bunkers, and so I was able to swing over there yesterday. So that was pretty interesting, you know, how that was set up and, you know, how tight it was and you know, all the, you know, everything they gave to, you know, during that time, you know, to fight off the, you know, the London bombing and all that. So it was pretty, that was a pretty special part of the trip. I mean, it's only a couple hours, but, you know, that's something that, you know, I'm sure I'll remember. Buckingham Palace, you know. Well, Tom's comfortable. Of course, he's comfortable running our offense. He's been doing it for 9 years. You know, he's, you know, Tom's a guy that just works hard. And, you know, every week he's such a positive, you know, player on our football team, both for himself, our team, and the younger players. You know, particularly a week like this with Sam and Brandon and, you know, even Matt Slater, you know, jumping in there, taking a few plays. So, you know, nobody prepares harder than Tom. Nobody works harder than Tom. And you know, all the success that he gets on the field, he really deserves because he puts so much into it and gives so much of himself for this football team. You know, he's a great leader. He's a great worker. And, You know, I'm glad he's our quarterback. There's nobody I'd rather have than Tom Brady.
Coach, the surface has come with some criticism of Wembley the last two times the game's been played here. Did that have any impact on that, or were you pleased with how it played?
Yeah, it seemed like it was all right. I mean, you know, I've been here for the other two games, so I can't really comment on those. I know one of them was in the rain. But no, it seemed fine. You know, the venue is really, it's awesome. It's an awesome stadium, and the surface was good. Really no wind there, even though there was some wind outside, but the way it's structured, the wind's not really much a factor in the game. It was loud, a lot of enthusiasm, energy in the stadium, and I'm glad we could provide some positive plays today. Okay, thank you.